Smoking Burnout Smoke Shop.
Your friendly neighborhood Smoking Burnouts are here to provide the best vape or smoke experience at the best price. Smoking Burnout supports local glassmakers and offers all the Deltas, Kratom, and so much more. Check them out at smokingburnouts.com. Sign up for their email list and save 20% every month. Visit online now to save 20% in-store at their five locations, including the newest spot at North 183 by the Dollhouse.
101X, it's the Morning X with Jason, Nick, and friends. Jason is out on vacation. Nick is here. Emily's here. Say hello, Emily.
Oh, hey.
And CJ Morgan has joined us.
That's me.
Our drive time. Man, we're going to be doing a fun CJ Morgan game for some Kings of Leon tickets. That's coming up in about 30 minutes or so. Stay tuned. But right now, news. We misinterpret the news.
So you don't have to.
That's how that goes.
News brought to you by Pants.
Or dumpsters.
Or
all right, I feel
shorts?
Bad because... No.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm trying to transition to
no,
the story.
No, I know. And I ruined a transition back.
That's all right. We can talk about your shorts later on if you so choose. But right now, yes, there's a new app that is all the rage. I have seen it work in person live myself, I think. But basically, let's see. It's called Too Good To Go, and it launched Wednesday here in Austin. It's been in a couple other cities, started in Europe. But the basic premise is that local restaurants sign up for this app, and then you go in, they tell you what food they have left over at the end of the day, and before they just throw it away, you go buy it at a severely discounted rate.
Oh.
Interesting, right?
Like, is it a full meal that you're purchasing, or...
Hey, beggars can't be choosers, all right?
Gonna, I know, I'm getting
you're
picky.
You're going to eat what you get.
I get one radio job, and I get picky.
Yeah.
I do think that's kind of the angle to it, because my roommates, Gil and Katie, tried this the other day, and they got some from some Mexican restaurant down the street, and it was, like, super cheap, like, $6, but they did it, they got just, like, what kind of... It's kind of like whatever's left, a grab bag. I don't know if
yeah.
Like, you can't order off the menu. So it's a little bit random, but you know, they got a good meal that fulfilled both of them, mm-hmm. you know, filled their bellies, and it was $6. So
that's not bad. That's a little different than you pitched it too. You pitched it as dumps. You said it's dumpster diving app, and I was literally thinking like the Manson family, how they used to just sort through dumpster food in L.A. to feed everyone. I was like, I don't know. Once it touches trash can, I don't know if I want it. But now it actually seems like a good idea.
It's like in Toy Story 3. It's on the conveyor belt, but before it falls, you grab it.
You grab it
with the claw.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's all but dumpster food. And I do feel bad because this does sound like a really good thing. Apparently, according to this 2018 City of Austin report, over 1 million pounds of food is tossed away into the trash in Austin every day. And if you've driven around town and seen the state of, you know, there are lots of people that could use that food.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. there are, you know, broke college kids like Emily.
I'm not in college anymore, but I still have the mentality.
It still counts. Yeah.
So
you're in radio, so that mentality just carries over.
On.
Yeah.
Good to know.
The tacos on Friday are the way it gets me through the week.
Yeah.
That's what gets me past hump days. Like, it's just two more days till taco.
You guys haven't seen my breakfast yet. You're going to be embarrassed.
Okay.
All right.
That's it.
Is it from a dumpster?
No.
Too Good To Go is the app. Download it onto your phones. I think it goes live. Well, no, it launched on Wednesday, so it should be up and ready to go. Check it out. Let us know what you think. And do you feel bad? Because like, I can't do leftovers. I can do my leftovers, mm-hmm. but eating somebody else's food. Jason brought me hot dogs the other day. And, you know, I just can't eat a naked wiener.
Yeah,
so
that's weird.
I need you to dress it up.
You guys are boring.
Mouth. I know. It tastes too much like avocado.
Didn't Jason also bring you, like, some brisket chili that was, like, months old once?
Yeah.
Yes.
I can see why you don't like leftovers, because you don't trust Jason. he cleans out his fridge. He's like, oh, Nick will eat it.
Yeah. It wasn't months. It was only a couple of weeks.
I mean, still.
But yeah,
still,
like, just,
not the state that you should be eating chili at.
No.
If I haven't prepared food myself, I get really weird about it. Like, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Not me. I'm a dumpster. Like, co-workers here at work, like, Rosa will text me, and she's like, hey, I brought some blah, blah, blah. It's in the fridge if you want it in this Tupperware. And I'm like, okay. Blah, 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 blah. I just eat everything.
Yeah. Yesterday.
That's why you look like E Honda.
Yeah, pretty much. That's my Street Fighter 2 character.
Your training.
Yeah. I thought you said I was Zangief. Come on.
Aw. Yeah. Yesterday, I went to a show and I showed up late, and my friend had like a whole pile of fries still left on our plate. And you know.
French
you
fries.
Know,
oh, yeah.
You know, I was the one that was like, can I have a fry?
Do you want some of that?
Yeah. And then I ate almost all of her fries, and then she proceeds to take a bite out of her sandwich and goes, do you want this sandwich?
No.
And I said, I mean, if you're not going to eat it. She goes, yeah, 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 go ahead. And so I ate like the last little bit of her sandwich.
Jeez.
Like a rat.
Yeah.
But
just nibbled around the edges.
Yeah. So I think I would like this app. I don't like wasting food. So that
makes me
happy.
I feel like you need to try it out. Yeah. I don't like wasting food either. We've started doing those food delivery services, mm-hmm. and if we have one go like a week and a half, I'm always like, no, you could still eat it, and I'll like open it up, and we got a little compost, so I'll get rid of the bad stuff, but then I'm still eating the other things
out
of
it. Yeah, like the rice is fine.
Yeah, yeah, and I'll still do that, and my fiance's like, why? Just toss it, and I'm like, but it's too good.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
This chicken's only a little old and moldy.
There's only one piece of mold on the chicken.
Again, too good to go.
I will cut mold off cheese. I don't care, man.
See, that's gross, but that's how they make it, right?
I guess, yeah.
Cheese and ice cream, there's some...
It's Italian somehow.
Just pass it on. Just makes you feel better. Emily, download it today, because I know that you have that broke college girl mentality, and if you do this app, you can just have good food for cheap and we don't have to pay more money.
Yeah.
So win-win.
More of the Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends. Next.
More fun with Nick, Emily, and CJ coming up here in just a little bit, as well as your chance to win Kings of Leon tickets. That's after the break. Stay tuned. 101X, it's the Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends. Jason's out. Nick and Emily in here. CJ's in here. We're watching the Olympics on the TV.
No, you're not.
Yes, it's the Olympics.
This is the Olympics. It's soccer.
It is Brazil, soccer. That is
Germany.
The Olympics right now. It
soccer
started.
Is not real game in the Olympics.
What is figure skating?
Yes.
Gymming? That's the real Olympics?
Gymming? Gymming?
Speaking of real games, we've got a fun CJ Morgan radio game that's coming up later on. Stay tuned. Your chance to win Kings of Leon tickets. We'll have that for you here in just a little bit. Stay with us. 101X, it's the Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends. Jason's out on vacation doing some recuperating after some little touch-up procedures on the old face there. That's what I'm telling people. Nick and Emily are in studio. CJ Morgan from our afternoon drive time, whatever his shift is. You guys know because you all listen to it.
Yes, you do.
CJ's with us. I'm sorry. It's a really terrible way to introduce you. But he's here to help us play one of his fun radio games. We're going to play the Family Feud game. I think you guys know how that goes. Uh-huh. That's coming up for your chance to win Kings of Leon tickets. I'll call for that in a second. But Emily just said something off the air to me that I had to interrupt and bring up. You forgot to eat yesterday?
Kind of. Yes, sort of. I had a really busy day yesterday. I did the show. I know. And I still gain weight. Is that what it's like when you're almost 25?
Yeah.
You still gain weight by breathing air?
Yeah, just get used to it, sis. You'll be looking like your old Captain CJ in no time.
Oh. No, I did the show, and then I went home for a second. I had a little pasta salad that I made. When I was very tiny, it was just the leftovers. And then I had to come back. We had our first X session
in-house.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah, in-house. First X session in over a year. With Black Pistol Fire, so
nice.
There
you
for
got
that.
To introduce them and all that stuff. That was cool.
Yep, and I got a beer.
Nice.
So I drank.
Oh, that's
one
why you
beer.
Didn't eat, because you just wanted to get a buzz.
Yeah.
You still
Free
do have that
buzz.
College mindset.
Exactly. So basically, all of yesterday, I had a tiny little pasta salad, two beers. The different times, mm-hmm. and then I ate the fries off of my friend's plate, like I said earlier, and her little half of a sandwich.
Where was the set that you went to with your friend?
I went to a craft house.
Craft house.
Craft.
What is a craft house?
Not mac and cheese. Craft beer.
Okay, okay.
Yes.
I always thought this was some sort of Gen Z hotspot where you guys just sit there and drink craft
crochet.
Beer.
Crochet. Color. Yeah.
That sounds like my heaven, actually.
Make God's eyes.
Can somebody make that?
Yeah, little cat's thing with your hands in the yarn. Yeah,
we already have the cider
dream
cage.
Catchers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's all part of this cottagecore phase the kids are doing these days.
Tell you what, TM in a circle on that. But yes, also TM in a circle, don't do that. Family Feud, we're going to rip it off, play it next. Your chance to win Kings of Leon tickets. Call in right now, 835-1015. Be Team Emily, Team Nick, and the Family Feud game for your chance to win Kings of Leon tickets. That's coming up after Africa. 835-1015. 101X, it's the Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends. Jason is out on vacation. Nick Heide here. Emily, over there. Yep. CJ, off in the corner, mm-hmm. helping us out. And we've got your chance to win Kings of Leon. I was like, what am I thinking? And then I use it for another thing. Kings of Leon is going to be at the Germania Insurance Amphitheater with Cold War Kids on September 15th. Tickets available wherever tickets are sold, I'm assuming. Check our website for details. Concert calendar page, 101x.com. But one lucky person is going to win a pair of tickets right now. And we play
Family Feud. It's time for the feud. Family Feud. Who's ready to feud? Family Feud. And I'm your host, Steve Hard Guy. And we are going to play the Family Feud. I have some questions prepared, and an audience was surveyed and polled rigorously, mm-hmm. and you'll get a different amount of points, more points for the answer that was most responded to, most popular. So we all know and we all understand how it works. Yes. You got
Steve
your papers
Hardy.
And Steve Hard Guy. I don't want to get sued. We can't take his real name.
Polling.
Okay.
Now, here, real quick, CJ, Steve, Amy called in first. She chose to be on Team Emily. Travis, you're Team Nick.
Okay.
It's because I won Smarter Than today for the first time. Yeah, almost
Disney
ever.
Channel, Smarter Than.
Well, now we're going to get into Family Feuding, where it doesn't matter how smart you are. It's just about how popular you are.
Okay.
So,
I can do that.
We've talked about food a lot today and apps and delivery and ordering. I want to know, if ordering from a food delivery service, what item do you think does not travel well?
Ooh.
Ordering out, what doesn't travel well? You each get one answer.
Fast
and we'll
food
see where
restaurants?
It
doesn't clarify?
It doesn't clarify.
Okay.
What food does not travel well?
All right. I think I already have mine. I have a creative answer.
Okay, Emily, let's see what you got.
Oh, wait. Should we wait? Yeah. You good?
I'm in.
He's good.
Good.
All right, Emily, what do you got?
I've got French fries.
The right answer, the correct answer is ice cream, but I'm saying the most popular number one answer is also French fries.
I was going to say,
French fries. Okay.
My creative answer was soup.
So you both, survey says French fries, 5 points for both of you.
Yeah.
That was actually the bottom one.
Oh.
Number four, Indian cuisine. Number three, crispy tacos. Number two, anything seafood.
Uh-huh.
And number one, worth 58 points, was ice cream. So you should have, you would have been winning 58 to 5.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
It's your amount of a lead. That's fine.
Number two. And
this
might have some help from my butt boy over here because he knows me very well. According to CJ,
don't say it like that.
What is the crappiest band played on 101X? According to CJ, what is the crappiest band played on 101X?
Okay.
Yeah, I got five of them here, and you want to get the most popular one. The crappiest band played on 101X.
Okay, I can do this.
Let's hope the boss isn't listening right now.
All right.
Come on, Nick. Think with your butt.
Think with your butt.
Let our butts meld.
I know. I have a disadvantage.
My butt to your butt.
I currently don't have a butt yet, so I'm at a disadvantage.
Okay.
What?
Keep kickboxing.
Yeah,
you'll get it.
Yeah.
Oh. Looks like Emily, look behind you. You got one. I'm in. You locked in. You good?
Okay,
I'm locked in.
All right, Nick, you go first this time.
Man, so many good options to choose from. My personal favorite, of course, would be Sublime. But I'm going to say you went with Imagine Dragons. Please, no 21 Pilots.
Okay.
Oh.
What do you got?
Imagine Dragons.
I said Panic at the Disco.
Oh, 0 points for both of you.
Oh, no.
How have you not listened to the show and known I hate butt rock?
I do know that.
Yeah.
Number one is Stained. Number two is Three Doors Down.
Stained.
Number three is Papa Roach. Number four is 3 Days Grace. Number five, Linkin Park.
See, I knew CJ was cool. We're on the same level.
Thank you. Okay.
I put Panic at the Disco just because I hate High Hopes.
Okay. This one is very important, and we might end up in a tie, which we do have tiebreaker questions.
Oh, gosh.
But I want to know, according to the survey, who is the biggest celebrity in Austin? Who is the biggest celebrity in Austin?
All right, I got this.
Is this a joke question? I mean, you don't have to answer that. But
okay, do we have our answers?
Yeah.
We're talking about like popularity or just size?
The biggest celebrity in Austin. Emily, who do you have?
I mean, this feels like a trick, but I put Matthew McConaughey.
Okay, who did you put, Nick?
I put CJ Morgan.
Oh, survey says number one is Matthew McConaughey. with 45 points. Number two is Elon Musk. Number three is Joe Rogan. Then we have Mayor Adler at four. And we have a tie between Ed Clements and Jason Dick for number five.
Jason.
So Emily wins this 50 points to 5 points. Congratulations, Emily. You're a winner. And the young lady that chose you is going to Kings Leon. All thanks to the Family Feud.
You did.
Play it.
You know I was ice cream. You know in your heart. You would have won that.
I deserve this.
Mixed up self-sabotage.
Although soup, I think, should be on there. Soup is a terrible
Soup's
traveling,
a good one. Soup,
traveling
yeah,
agent.
I thought
sense.
Like celebrity. I was like, who is Soup?
Oh,
Soup's the new Austin hip guy.
Yeah, no ice cube. It's Soup.
All right, coming up later on, we're going to do some sports. It's not really about sports. It's about Chick-fil-A. That's after this. Thank you, CJ. That was good.
Yes.
That
was good. Awesome.
101X, it's the Morning X, Jason, Dick, and friends. Jason is out on vacation. It's Nick, it's Emily, it's CJ.
Me.
And we are doing radio, guys. I'm proud of what we did there. That was a fun game. Do you have more family food real quick, CJ?
Family food. I do.
According to this survey, what is the most exciting thing? What are people looking forward to doing most post-COVID?
Emily, your guess?
Well, personally, concerts. Concerts are back.
No, thing everybody's looking forward to.
Sexual intercourse.
Come on.
Yes, both of those answers would work. The number one was not wear a mask anymore.
Oh.
Number two is go to restaurants and bars. Number three was go to concerts. And number four was kiss a boy.
Kiss a boy.
You know what?
Which intercourse can count under that, too.
Masks are back, right?
Wait, you kiss while having intercourse?
Yes, that's something I learned.
Oh,
unless it's for money.
Okay, I've been doing it wrong.
Money, yeah, yeah. No eye contact, no kisses if it's paid.
Yeah.
All right. Sports is next. Stay tuned. 101X, it's the Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends. Jason is on vacation, recovering from a little surgical procedure. Not that one. He's keeping the skin. Nick is here. Emily is here. And we've had CJ Morgan here. We're having fun herpes conversations off the air.
Yeah, everyone's got it.
Yeah, story.
Sure.
I got one that gets really dark. I'll tell you.
Oh, no.
But right now, time for not herpes news. Something to smooth transition, Nick.
Sports.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
You should have said, you know what we like to catch besides balls? Herpes.
Catch besides herpes.
Herpes balls.
Balls.
Yeah, there
basketballs.
We go.
Basketballs.
Okay. Nailed it. Specifically, the NBA trophy with the basketball and, let's see, reset. The Milwaukee Bucks are your NBA champions. They defeated the Phoenix Suns the other day. And the Bucks star player Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek freak, has wasted no time in celebrating. He took the trophy with him yesterday, filming it on his social medias to Chick-fil-A through the drive-thru.
Okay.
Through the drive-thru. He didn't even go inside?
No, you'd think you'd go inside with it.
Yeah. No, he took it in the car. It was kind of bollocks. Like, it's sitting between his legs. I assume his girlfriend was driving.
Yeah.
But yeah, he filmed it all this. And here he is ordering his standard Chick-fil-A order.
So can I have, please, a 50-piece Mac Minis? 50, exactly. Not 51, not 49. Chicken minis, yes. 50. And let me have a large drink. No ice. Half Sprite, half lemonade.
Ew.
Okay.
I don't like that.
That's particular.
Well, I played that specifically because, like, can you do that? I would feel really, like, I feel bad enough just asking for no ice on my beverage because that's how they get you, is by putting the extra ice.
They put too much ice in there.
Yeah.
But, like, can you order a suicide or, like, can you go to that golf menu with a fast food order drink? I don't think you can.
If you're Giannis, you can. If you're Nick from the Morning X, you can. You're just going to get a cup full of spit if you try to do that.
I also... You heard it in there, his whole not 51.
His shtick, yeah.
I don't like Giannis just because he thinks that he's a funny guy. And I don't know I don't know what it is that bugs me about it, but I'm just like, it's like the Shaquille O'Neal thing. Shaq is only as funny as he gets credit for because he's 8 feet tall.
Yeah, because he's
a big
goof.
Scared. And also just like, he's basketball funny. He's athlete funny, okay? We saw Aaron Rodgers when he was on Jeopardy. He did a good job hosting Jeopardy for a football player.
Yeah.
But for a host, he was terrible. Mm-hmm. And that's how I feel with this. Anyway, he had his girlfriend with him in the car. And not surprisingly, it was bombarded with Bucks fans. Everybody was busting out their phones and filming him and doing crazy. And I love hearing her, like, just her reaction to all this attention now that he is the MVP and NBA champion. It's going to get worse for you. I don't know what her name is, but it's going to get really bad for you.
This is how this is going to be? Oh, my goodness.
Let's go!
So welcome to the bro club.
Everywhere they go, because it's the first championship since, what, the 50s, and now that's what she's going to have to deal with.
Yep.
Every time you go outside, what are you going to hear?
This is how this is going to be? Oh, my goodness.
Let's go! Let's go!
Just drunk, douchey Milwaukee bros.
Yeah.
Emily, CJ and I are old vets and being radio famous. It's new to you. If everywhere you went, there's just somebody's like, it's Emily!
Emily!
How old would that get?
How old would that get?
Like, how fast would that get just super old?
Honestly, I think I could deal with it for a little bit. I have a pretty inflated ego sometimes.
We haven't noticed.
And also, thanks. And then also, I think it would be nice to just, I wouldn't have to pay somebody to be like an announcer. They could just announce me walking in the room every day.
And now presenting.
Just walk in.
Yeah.
All the free fries you're going to get everywhere you go.
That's true.
He also tried to start a chant with the fans, and I hear.
In the drive-thru.
Hey, back scene six!
That's a famous thing now, Bucks and Six. That's like almost a team slogan.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, no.
Bucks and Six! Bucks and Six! Bucks and Six! Bucks and Six!
Which, took a little bit there.
It did. And you know what, Giannis? That's what happens when you're not a real champion. When you just have to go through Chris Paul and the Phoenix Suns. You don't face LeBron James. You don't face Kevin Durant. You don't face all the other real teams. They don't back you up like this.
Yeah.
CJ.
I'm a little pissed about Milwaukee winning because halfway through the NBA season, we're just watching and my fiance discovers the Milwaukee Bucks and that they're called Cream City and it's like Fear the Deer. She's like, what? They have a professional sports team? So she bought jerseys. She bought t-shirts, sweatshirts. She's become a Bucks fan and I'm a Mavericks fan. And you know the twisted, sad history of the Dallas Mavericks. Never going to win another championship, knock on wood. And her first 6 months and her team's an NBA champion. It's bull crap. I hate it. And she's really going around the house like, Fear the Deer. And I'm like, we didn't even watch the last game when I told you they won. You wouldn't have even known. It's not fair.
I'm sorry, dude. That's what you get for being a Mavericks fan. That's what
I guess so.
Sorry, buddy. That's the lot you chose. 101X, it's the Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends. Jason is out on vacation. At least that's what he's calling it. I think he's recovering from some surgeries. That's the story that I want TMZ to pick up.
I still want TMZ Jason. Austin. I want Jason to roll up with lip fillers.
Man,
Kylie Jenner
like
lip fillers.
Duck lips. Yeah. Maybe he got a butt implant too. So it's
that's fake, what fake it tanned. Is.
Yeah.
Is it called a BBL?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Next time he's out,
the Brazilian butt lift.
He got ass implants.
Mm-hmm. He got the BBLs.
And we might as well tell people he has a dolphin tattoo on his lower back.
Oh, they know that.
Why not? Okay.
Yeah.
It's of a blowhole.
I don't know what kind of corporate vacation policy our company has, but I need to get on Jason Dix. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
So this is an actual vacation. All of the previous ones were just your body fails you because you're an alcoholic. And
fair enough.
That was more sick leave than vacation. But he is going to be at the Austin FC game tonight.
He's
a proud season ticket holder.
Now that he's a soccer guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Also, he's not using his season tickets because he already sold them. So he went and bought
of course
cheaper
he did.
Tickets.
Yep. Oh,
to
God.
Tonight.
That's such a dick move.
But I bring it up because CJ is decked out in his Yeti gear.
Yeah.
He's in the green and black.
I'm going to my first ever Austin FC game tonight.
Nice.
I had a friend who bought season tickets, and they kind of went in a pool with a group, so they don't go to every single game, but they share them.
Yeah.
So it's cheaper, and early in the year, he was like, hey, we got to get these season tickets today. Here's how much I need for the deposit. And I'm like, COVID just started. Our company just laid off a bunch of people. No. And now I'm kicking myself because exactly what Jason
makes
does.
So much money.
If my friend doesn't go to a game, game. He just sells the freaking seats and
makes money.
By the end of the season, he'll make his money back for the season tickets if he doesn't go to all the matches that he can.
Yeah.
And now I'm just like, oh, cool, great, cool.
I'll just sit at home. I had the idea to go to it because I've seen some people go. Jason already went to the home opener.
Yeah. And it's a lot of fun.
Amazing and an awesome stadium. They have Double Dave's. So what more do you want?
Oh, I love some Double Dave's.
And I asked Jason, I was like, hey, did you already sell all your season tickets or can I get in there? Because I want to go on a weekend game. I think we got one more Saturday game. And he's like, yeah, no, those have already been sold for months.
God, so, of course.
Jason.
That's such a Jason move, too. And then to buy the cheaper tickets for himself.
Yep.
He just craps money.
Yeah. You know, the secret is he always says, you don't put it on a pedestal. You don't care about it. Money just comes to you. I'm like, no.
I don't care about money because I don't have any.
Yeah, I
would love some.
When I first, the first few weeks that I was here, I asked both of them, I said, hey guys, when do we get paid? And they just both looked at each other. And then Jason goes, I'm going to be honest, Emily. I don't even know. I don't even look at my bank account at this point. How do you not know?
I mean, I don't either, but that's because I've spent like years sacrificing to build up just a little tiny nut in my savings account.
Yeah.
So I'm not living paycheck to paycheck anymore. But yeah, no, the most angry thing about Jason and his
Bitcoin
ability to make money. No. Bitcoin is fine. He earned that. He made a bet. He took it off some other poker degen. I'm fine with that. It's that so many times he has got blackout drunk at the poker house and just wakes up with like thousands of dollars in his pocket. And he's like, oh, I guess I won.
Yeah, every time we do a station poker tournament, if I hear Jason's playing, I'm like, oh, well, there's my $20.
Yeah, screw it.
He tries to be like, oh, I have the brain for math. I'm just playing. No, he just has the ability to go to the ATM and buy in whenever he busts out.
Yeah.
So yes, when you're not concerned with money, poker's easy.
You can just keep popping money
in the slot machines. Uh-huh. Yeah, you always beat Vegas. Anyway.
Screw you, Jason. This has been our bitch about Jason segment.
Enjoy your BBL, Jason.
Kings of Leon tickets. We have another chance for you to win. That's kind of Are You Smarter Than Emily? Stay tuned.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.